Alan Young in The Witness. And here is your host in Hollywood, Robert Young.
In the normal course of most any day, every one of us is a witness to matters of life and death. The way we involve ourselves in these vital matters makes our own lives worthwhile or meaningless. We are all the product of our experience. We live and learn, and we usually treat others the way we've been treated, unless we learn a lesson from living. Jeff Coulter has learned many lessons in his 25 years, and one of them is how to teach others the same lessons he learned.
It sure is tough to get him to go home, huh, Jeff?
Sure is, Mr. Wells. That's the biggest job of the day. Well, the gym's all yours. You can lock her up tight.
And don't think I won't. They told me down in the supply room that a basketball and two ping-pong paddles were missing this morning. It's a good thing for somebody that yesterday was my night off.
Good night, Mr. Wells.
Good night, Jeff.
Jefferson Coulter.
Howdy there. Can I help you?
I'm Henry Myers. I just dropped by to pick up my grandson, and I thought I recognized you.
Yeah?
You and my son played football together all through college.
Myers? Oh, sure, Freddie. Fred Myers, your son, huh?
That's right.
Well, what do you know? How is Freddie?
Oh, in the construction business out in Waco, doing real well.
I'm mighty glad to hear that.
Well, you're not doing so bad. I read about you all the time. And I saw you on television when you played against Green Bay in that championship game.
Yeah, that was quite a game.
Yes, sir. If I remember, you ran 68 yards for a touchdown.
It was only 48, Mr. Myers.
Well, when are you going back?
I report next month for training. I spend the off-season time coaching and instructing here at the Y. It's a good way to keep in shape.
Yeah, I have a suspicion you do it for another reason, Jeff. My grandson tells me you're just the greatest. Well, it was sure nice seeing you, Jeff. Keep up the good work. See you again.
Bye, Mr. Myers. Tell Freddie to come and see me when he gets to town.
Please, Mr. Wells, I didn't do it. I didn't steal anything.
Oh, you didn't, huh? Well, then who did? Your twin brother? You come on over here at the phone.
Well, Jeff, help me. Tell him I didn't do it.
What's happening, Mr. Wells?
I'll tell you what's happened. See these two pair of boxing gloves? He was going down the fire escape with them.
I was going to bring them back. I swear I was.
Now, well, I'm calling the police.
Oh, please don't, Mr. Wells. Please. My mom will give me a beating.
That's exactly what you deserve. Now, you just sit down.
Wait a minute, Mr. Wells. Are you sure?
He's nothing but a hang-arounder. Sneaks in through the fire escape every day. Not even a member of the Y.
I've seen you before, son, but I don't know your name.
Jimmy.
Jimmy what?
Well, Jimmy Watson.
And you live on the west side?
Yeah.
Mr. Wells, let's take Jimmy home and talk to his mother, huh? Between us, maybe we won't need the police. Well, Jimmy, how about basketball? Didn't you ever play that?
Nope.
Why not?
Too short. The other kids pushed me out of the way.
Can you swim?
Nope, can't swim.
You ever try?
Well, once. My old man threw me in a river and I nearly drowned. I don't go in no more.
That's a shame. Well, you haven't had much of a chance to play with the other kids, Jimmy, but...
Well... Hey, Jeff, turn right at this corner. Yeah, now it's the third house.
And, Jeff, I hope you know what you're doing.
Well, I hope my mom isn't mad.
Does your mother work, Jimmy?
Well, she can't. I have two little sisters, but she can't leave them.
Mrs. Watson, this is Jeff Coulter from the Y.
Open the door, Mom.
That's you, Jimmy?
Yeah, it's me. Open the door.
Jeff, who are these people?
Now, Mrs. Watson, don't get upset.
Now, Watson, don't. I warned you, Jimmy. I told you don't go there with those other boys. Oh, pardon me. Please come in. Sit down.
Mrs. Watson, where's Jimmy's father?
I don't know where he is. For 6 years, he's come and gone and...
This man with me is Mr. Wells, the security officer at the Y.
Security officer?
Kind of a guard, night watchman. About an hour ago after the gym closed, Jimmy was caught carrying two pairs of boxing gloves out of the building.
I wasn't stealing. I was going to bring them back tomorrow.
Why do you want boxing gloves? You don't know how to box.
Well, I wanted to see if I could learn something.
Oh, this boy. Mister, I tell you, I'll keep him home. I'll not let him go out until his father comes home. And then his father will teach him a lesson he won't forget.
When was his father last here, Mrs. Watson?
Last? Well, I don't remember exactly. A few days ago.
Well, that's not true, Mom. He's been gone for over 2 months.
Oh, I don't know what to do. He won't bother you no more. I promise you that.
You don't understand, Mrs. Watson. He's not bothering. We came here to see if we could help. We're interested in seeing all the boys get a fair shake.
You're a good man, mister.
Jeff, we'd better get back. I can't leave that building unattended very long. Jimmy?
Oh, no, don't turn me over to the police.
Oh, please. Please, no police. Not Jimmy.
Why can't you realize we're not threatening you? We're trying to help. Now, calm down. Now, whatever we decide is up to your mother.
Oh, I promise. I won't let him out of this house. He'll stay home where I can see him every second, I promise.
Now, Mrs. Watson, here's what I'd like you to do. Tomorrow morning at 9:30, I want Jimmy at the Y. I want him to come in through the front door like all the other kids. I'll take it from there, okay?
Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you. He'll be there.
Okay, Jimmy?
Okay. Oh, boy.
And Ms. Watson?
Yes, sir.
Does Jimmy have tennis shoes?
Tennis shoes?
Oh, sure, I got some.
How about swimming trunks?
I got some. But do I have to swim, Jeff?
We'll teach you how to swim, Jimmy. And you love the water. We'll have trouble keeping you out of it.
You say so, but...
And we're going to teach you to play basketball, teach you to box. Why, with your slim, trim body, you may end up a lightweight champion.
Wowie! I can't wait till 9:30 tomorrow. I want to start now.
Jimmy, the gym doesn't open till 9:30 in the morning, and it closes at 5. Any other time, you are not to be near that gym. You dig me, boy?
Well, I dig you, Jeff.
Catch a kid red-handed, a kid that ought to be taught a lesson, and what do? You promise him the world.
Well, I have a theory, Mr. Wells, that kindness and understanding teach a better lesson than the leather strap.
Maybe, when you got your eye on him.
Okay, you may be right.
But it's about time you listened to some sense.
And again, you could be wrong.
Oh, here we go again.
Well, we're almost at the gym. And instead of going out to have my dinner, I'm going to come into the gym with you. I have a story you've got to hear, Mr. Wells. A story about a kind and a wonderful man.
Have wasted an hour and a half, Jeff. So if you're going to tell me a long-winded story, you'll have to go with me while I make my round.
It's a deal. I think you'll like this story. Locked up like a jug.
Doesn't mean nobody's in there. I swear sometimes I think these kids come in through the cracks. Here, let me turn on the light. Okay, Jeff. What's the story of this kind and wonderful man?
Now, before I start, I want some popcorn. How about you, Mr. Wells?
No, thank you. Mr. Brock's got me on a strict diet.
One thin dime, you get a sack of buttered, yummy popcorn. One thin dime. Oh, it's delicious. You know, all my life I love popcorn. Don't you like popcorn, Mr. Wells?
You didn't tell me you were going to tell me the story of popcorn.
No, I'm not. No. Let's get going with your rounds. Huh? The story begins about 20 years ago. Poor kid from the South Side was given a membership in the Y. This 8-year-old kid was a lot like Jimmy. Couldn't swim, couldn't play ball, couldn't do anything.
A square peg in a round hole, sort of.
Yeah, yeah. Well, one night late, the night watchman was making his rounds. Suddenly he heard a frightening sound. A kid screamed, pierced the empty
Help door. Me! Help me! Oh, somebody help me!
Where are you? What's happening?
Oh, help me, my hand!
Who's in there? I'm coming in to help. Now, just a minute. Where are you?
Over here. My hand's caught.
Now, take it easy, son. How'd you get your hand caught in a popcorn machine? Oh, I get it. Trying to steal popcorn. You got your hand caught, huh?
I just wanted a handful.
How'd you get in here? Through the window?
No, I hid under the ping pong table before you closed up. Oh, please, mister, my hand hurt.
I'm going to turn you over to the police. They'll take you to prison hospital. Come on.
What's happening out here? Who's screaming?
Oh, Coach.
Huh?
Oh, that kid over there trying to steal popcorn. Hand got caught in a machine. I'm just calling the police.
Put down that phone and get over here quick. Huh? This kid's bleeding to death. We've got to get his hand out of here. The police can't do that. Call the fire department. They'll take the machine apart. Hurry.
All right.
That's all right.
And I'm calling the police, too.
Take it easy, boy. Here, just brace yourself against me. That's it.
Fire department.
That's it.
There's a kid got his hand caught in a popcorn machine. And he's bleeding. Yeah, the Central YMCA. This is a night watchman. Okay, hurry.
Now, get over here and give me a hand.
I'm calling the police.
Get over here, man. Help me stop this bleeding. Or do I have to come and get you?
Okay. What you want me to do?
Pull down that curtain over there and tear it in strips. Make a tourniquet. Over here. All right. Hold him still. Don't move him. Okay, man. Start tearing down that machine. Now, easy, boy. Easy. You'll be out of here real soon.
Well, they cut the boy loose and the coach rushed him to the hospital.
Oh, that poor little kid. But he shouldn't have been stealing, Jeff.
Doctor said they got him free just in time. Another few minutes, he would have lost four fingers on his right hand.
Good thing the coach made that watchman call the fire department first.
Yeah, yeah. I've been grateful to him ever since.
Oh, I think you will. Jeff, that boy was you?
Sure was me. Look at that hand. Hardly a scar to show for it.
Well, I'll be doggone. If it hadn't been for that coach, you wouldn't have been an All-American halfback. Yes, sir. Now I see what you mean. A story about a kind and wonderful man.
Well, how about a bag of popcorn?
By golly, Jeff, I believe I will.
You have been listening to The Witness. And here again is your host, Robert Young. To quote Jeff Coulter, kindness and understanding teach a better lesson than the leather strap. But it's a profound statement only when it's put into practice. We all have a destiny in this life. Recognizing that destiny is the big problem. Where do we find the strength of purpose to help others? How do we know when it's our cue to step forward and speak out? How do we ever know until we try? I'd like to thank Alan Young, Marvin Miller, Tim Matheson, Virginia Gregg, and Parley Bear for sharing their talents with us, and thanks to each one of you for being with us. Transcribed in Hollywood, The Witness is produced by Marjorie Hunt Pearson, directed by Thomas Freeburn Smith, and written by S.K. Hershaway. This is Art Gilmore speaking for the Episcopal Church, which presents The Witness. We hope you'll join us again soon for the next Witness.